Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 93, Teaching Our Children That Every Moment Matters, by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to OPD. I'm your host, Greg Audino. How's everyone doing today? Very well, I hope. Now, as you may know, we put a lot of emphasis in really all the shows in the OLD network on being mindful and present with ourselves. And for many of us, I imagine it's a habit we started developing later in life. But the good news is we can offer this gift to our children with the help of Allison Carman today. Let's see what she has to say about teaching your children the value of each moment as we optimize your life. Teaching Our Children That Every Moment Matters, by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. I recently moved to a rental building in New York City on a temporary basis. The building is filled with young professionals, mostly in their mid-20s to early 30s. I'm the only person with children in the building. In the elevator and lobby, everyone is always on the phone or listening to music. I say hello and goodbye to people, and if there is nothing loud in their ears, they will smile back at me. Once in a while, I get a hello back. I also have stood in the elevator with them, screaming on the phone and not even acknowledging or noticing that I was sharing the same small space. I am sure that there are very nice people living in my new temporary quarters, but the individuals who walk through the lobby with their eyes facing down are becoming part of a faceless society. Has technology progressed to such an extent that we are now losing our ability to even acknowledge the presence of another person? What is also happening is that all of these young adults are not experiencing their surroundings. First, it's not very safe to walk in the street, a store, or anywhere else when you are distracted by music or speaking on a phone. Second, this behavior creates a mindset that where you are going is more important than the process of getting there. The in-between has no relevance. The meeting, the dinner party, or whatever you're planning for tomorrow is deemed more important than walking in the street and being present for your neighbors, the sounds, the trees, and the life happening around you. Who knows all that could be if we were all present to experience every moment, as well as each person with whom we come in contact every day. This really got me thinking about my children, who are growing up as part of this electronics-obsessed generation. I need to teach them about personally integrating themselves with the world and experiencing all parts of life. So, I have set up these simple standards and rules that I try to live by when I leave my home every day. I share it with them and hope they watch and learn from me how to be aware and present as an individual. Number 1. I always get off the cell phone when I enter a building, my children's school, or a store. I don't speak on my cell phone in the elevator unless it's an emergency. If I must finish up a call, then I stand outside or at a place far from the elevator. This way, I'm more present for what I am there to do and available for interactions with other people. Number 2. I say hello and goodbye to everyone on the elevator or in any close area in a store or a restaurant. My children get to watch me speak to people I don't know. I realize that it has to be balanced out with the idea that children should not speak to strangers, but I still must teach them to be respectful people and to be part of the community. Number 3. I limit wearing headphones or speaking on the phone when I walk in the street. Otherwise, it's not only distracting, but feeds a tendency to be removed from our surroundings and results in discourteous behavior to all around us. I find people bump into me more often when they are distracted by their electronics. It's especially a danger to those with special needs and the elderly. I also try not to speak on my phone when I'm driving in my car. Number 4. I teach my children that their walk to school or the car ride is just as important as being in class at school. The subway ride to go to the dentist is just as important as the dentist appointment itself. Saying hello to someone in the hallway at school is just as important as the play date after school. Every moment is living, and I don't want my children believing that there is anything more important than where they are in the moment. These are just some very simple rules to begin to teach our children the importance of limiting the use of electronics and being more present in life to better experience human relationships and learn interpersonal skills. I hope these practices will be a successful beginning for all of our children to understand that every moment matters. Just maybe. You just listened to the post titled, Teaching Our Children That Every Moment Matters, by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. And thank you so much to our friend Allison for sharing another great post with us. I'm not sure whether she did this on purpose, but I can't help but to notice that each of these steps she listed takes place while we are in transit of some kind. There are a lot of opportunities to encourage mindfulness in our children, so many that it can be tough to know where to start. But as Allison said, there are a lot of safety concerns when it comes to having one's face buried in the phone while walking through a crowded street or building. Sometimes headphones can prevent us from hearing different types of alarms or sirens. So if your children are having a hard time buying into the value of mindfulness and being aware in each moment, Allison's steps are good to start with because you can remind them of the safety concerns involved first as a precursor. Safety is a lot more palpable, valuable, and understandable to children than mindfulness is. So use it. Maybe you can even make a game out of it, like see how many people you can smile at on the way to school. They may get some weird looks, but it'll be for a good cause. And that's going to do it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for being here with me and sticking it out until the end. I'm wishing all of you a wonderful rest of your day, and I look forward to being back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.